Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry and clear with a clear sky overnight. Temperatures drop back below freezing and most everyone waking up in the 20s to around 30 degrees on this Tuesday morning. With the sun already getting higher in the sky, we'll have a quick turnaround with that strong late February sun. We'll push it back through the 30s and into the 40s by mid-morning and on our way into the lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs with that sun lasting all day long. As we get into the night tonight, some clouds will start to move in from the west as a weak disturbance passes through southern Canada. With increasing clouds tonight, temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-30s for overnight lows. As that disturbance passes by during the day tomorrow, skies will be mostly cloudy. We'll have our share of a little bit of sunshine, but we'll also run the risk of a passing shower. Showers will be widely scattered and few and far between as this system will be moisture-starved, and high temperatures will still manage to get into the middle 50s. In fact, with a storm system heading our way for the end of the week, skies will remain mostly cloudy on Thursday, but again, mostly dry with just the risk of a shower in the lower 50s. At this point, we'll watch a low pressure center track down the Ohio Valley and toward the eastern Great Lakes. Clouds will thicken on Thursday night, and there's a good chance of a cold rain developing. The upper level portion of this storm will move over us during the day on Friday, and at the same time at the surface, the energy from the storm over the Great Lakes will transfer to the coast. With this process, colder air will move in first at mountain level and then down toward the valleys. Most of us will continue with a cold rain during the day on Friday, but across the higher terrain, a transition to wet snow will take place with several inches possible. It remains to be seen if we can see the wet snow all the way down to the valley floors, but we'll watch this unfold as we head through the week. High temperatures on Friday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. The wind will also be an issue with this next storm becoming gusty during the day on Friday and continuing behind the storm on Saturday with a few rain or snow showers to start the weekend. Highs in the lower to mid 40s, remaining breezy with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain that began last week and continued through the weekend has brought widespread flooding to a large swath of the central United States from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. Numerous river systems remain in flood stage and more rainfall is forecast across the lower and mid Mississippi and Tennessee river valleys today and tomorrow. This will exacerbate the flooding that's already occurring. Meanwhile, onshore flow over the Pacific Northwest will produce rain and high elevation snow over the region, with the snow expanding into parts of the northern Rockies by tonight. At the same time, a storm over the Southwest is producing snow over the higher terrain of Southern California. Winter storm warnings have been issued for up to 10 inches of snow in the higher terrain outside of San Diego. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 9 above 0 with a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 22, 72% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.32 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the mid-50s, Boston, sunny near 50, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 42, that's 13 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 14.0 inches of snow for the month, which is 2.7 inches above normal, and 38.9 inches for the season, which is 7.1 inches of snow below normal. There were 23 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 862 for the month, which is 160 below normal, and 4,500 heating degree days for the season, which is 373 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 20. The record high, 61, set in 1997. And the record low, 13 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:42 p.m. 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 40s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 50. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just the outside risk of a shower closer to the Canadian border. Mostly cloudy otherwise in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, a shower possible Thursday, lower 50s. Cloudy with a cold rain and wet snow in the mountains on Friday, becoming windy, upper 30s and lower 40s. A leftover rain shower or a snow shower Saturday, breezy, lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Sunday. And sunshine on Monday, giving way to clouds in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.